Welcome to the Crimson Circle. We're here live at the Crimson Circle Communication Studio in Louisville, Colorado.
Hang on a second. Wait. Can we take two on that?
There's too many C's.
Let's start all over.
There's too many C's.
Crimson, follow after me. Crimson.
Crimson.
Circle. Connection Center.
I've had too much coffee.
I've actually been hitting it in the back room a little. Just kidding. No, I understand the energy is pretty big.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something weird here in the studio. We have a wonderful audience today, but nobody's sitting
there's
over
a void.
There.
There's a void like, in the universe.
I don't know if somebody over there kind of smells. Oh, it's because of the headbangers over here. Nobody wants to sit on that side of the room with the headbangers. So.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, it's that too. That also. But we don't want to blame it on you guys, but we're going to. Yeah. See, they're even sitting back there out in the, you know, the cheap seats for some reason. We do have some headbangers here today. We got a whole group of them today here.
Well, Adamus seemed to think that was important to share.
Yeah, well, and he kind of continued that during one of the workshops Kauai. Mm-hmm. Kauai.
He won't let go of it.
Kona.
Kona.
Thank you, Kona.
Oh, wait, see, you goofed up
I
now.
I know, but the
see,
energy
you mixed
here,
up your K words.
I did. Oh. He continued that with one of the groups. It was overwhelming.
It was incredibly intense.
We'll talk about it in a little bit. I got slides to prove it, but it was pretty intense.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, thank you for everybody for being here. For watching it online. Adamus told me just before I came out here that we got a true story. He said, by the way, you got about 20 people, new people that are watching today.
So he said, only 20?
Well, so far, but 20 brand new. They saw the time of the sixth sun, and they're very interested.
Oh, they like Tobias.
Yeah, so he said, we need to behave today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do my best, but I ain't saying what that's going to look like.
And of course, I said, okay.
It's like, don't give me a reason.
Okay, big guy, but are you going to behave? And he goes, just like you, no, I'm not going to behave today. No, I think there's a certain spice with what Chamber does. It's not typical, not...
Are you saying we don't behave?
Well, no, it's a group of pirates and a group of pretty rowdy group who's going through a whole lot, and it's not your mother's new age. That's all I can say.
That's very accurate, actually.
Yeah. I was watching some of the extra episodes in Time of the Sixth Sun. They eight extra episodes, and the last one is with Tobias. Oh, it was so sweet. I mean, and then. Then they insisted on bringing in Adamus, and I said, oh,
they
my
They wouldn't
gosh,
leave it alone.
I know. I know. It's like, you know, I learned he's not the best PR agent for Crimson Circle.
Actually, I think you're wrong.
Or maybe he is.
I think he is, because
maybe
I think
he
stands out as here for us, not he's the guru. He's the, I'm helping you guys. I'm really here to help you.
Yeah, but I did notice some comments along the lines of annoying. Arrogant, pompous.
No way. Who are they talking about?
Adamus.
Okay.
And that's just what you said. So the other people. No, actually, there were a lot of wonderful comments. Nikki Williams, the producer, director, sent me a bunch of comments that people had. And people were saying things like, Adamus is a breath of fresh air. And no, it was really amazing. And Adamus, really turns things upside down, and really they love the kind of the refreshing no macchio thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, other people just,
and so direct.
It's so direct. Yeah, and some people don't like it, and that's a lot of people don't like it, but that's okay because we're here, right?
Well, you know, wait. I can understand because it happened to me after this incredible Tobias that
motorcycle.
Really?
You thought it was another earthquake?
I did.
I know.
I did.
No, just a motorcycle.
Okay. So anyways...
It's Kathumi pulling up for the meeting.
Probably. Actually...
Can you imagine? You know?
Yes, I can. I actually can.
Yeah.
But I had to get used to Adamus. He definitely has a different style, and I was a little shocked, at the way he said things and his
shocked.
Delivery.
I remember one time you went back to the hotel room crying, and cried for almost a day.
You are not telling the truth. That you exaggerated
it wasn't a whole
drastically.
Day. It was about 5-6 hours, but it seemed like forever.
This is the master of exaggeration.
This was, you were upset. You were very upset with Adamus and me. Now, I'm just the messenger. Remember that always. This was in Salzburg at the conference we were doing. Wolfgang von Rohr was hosting it. Gene Tinder, I know you were there. And Adamus had everybody in a very deep, quiet state, kind of like doing a meditation type of thing. He walked over to the back of the room, and there was a vase filled with flowers. And the vase was about that tall.
Oh, yeah, I was pissed.
And it was about that wide, filled with flowers and water. And he took it, dropped it on the floor. Oh.
I was livid.
See, now, who's the exaggerator?
Livid.
Not me. No, not me.
Livid. Oh, just because, think about it, it was summertime and people were wearing sandals or taking their shoes off, and this giant vase of glass shatters and just... Oh.
Gene cleaned it all up afterwards. No big deal.
I mean, seriously.
You were mad, too. You were pissed. Yeah, yeah. You got to show a shot of your face when you say that. Say, she was pissed. And Wolfing was really angry.
I didn't think he'd ever talk to us.
Everybody was upset. And you know who they get upset with?
You!
Me. You know, it's like, I didn't make him do that. I kind of thought it was funny, but I didn't make
him
do it.
You're the one driving the car.
Oh, I don't know about that. But anyway, so we were talking about Adamus. Refreshing, isn't he? Yeah, pretty refreshing. Anyway... But it's been an incredible ride with all of them, Tobias, Kathumi, Adamus, and here we are. Here, and I was telling Linda today, next month we celebrate 4 years in the studio. Yeah, and we did the studio 2 years later. We opened the Masters Club, but it was in June, whatever year that was.
2 years ago.
That we remember.
Just
it was
Jeff, 19 minus 2 is 17.
No, 19 minus 4, because it's been 4 years here. What
no,
is
you
that?
Said 2 years in the studio.
4 years
in the
here,
club.
And then two in the club.
Yeah, yeah.
So 4 years total.
Yeah.
But
go, you're good.
But anyway, the point is that who would have thought, 4 years. And remember when we didn't have the club, it was just, how did we do that? I we all crowded around over in the back there. Plenty of room over here. Andy, come on in.
No. What it
nobody wants to sit over here near the headbangers.
No, what it comes down to is that Chambra are incredible. There's no denying it. And as time goes on, you stand out. It's very clear, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you wanted something different. You knew you were on a different path, and I think that's why we stay with it.
Yeah. It's been amazing. Anyway, okay. four years here. So we'll do a little extra celebration next month for the 4 years in the studio. And it's been such a blessing for Linda, myself, the staff, everybody, I think, because from here it makes the work much easier. Less travel, really a wonderfully controlled environment.
Huge audience. It's been just a delight.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about us.
Oh, okay.
So we got a couple out-of-towners.
Just let me catch the slides up with what you're saying here.
Oh. No, you were doing all the talking.
All right. Now you go ahead.
That was just,
I'm going to go back through the videos and watch. I'm going to time how much you talked, how much I talked. And
you probably will do that.
Probably.
Somebody will.
Yeah.
Okay. So we, almost everybody here in this audience is from Colorado.
Wow.
But not even outside of Colorado except two.
Wow.
We have Emil Gerhard Hell.
Don't you love the bright lights? Now you know what we put up with up here.
From
the
Berlin.
The lights came up and everybody,
Welcome him, please.
Welcome.
It's a big trip.
Good to see you.
And we have Annette from Norway. Beautiful Annette.
All the way from Norway. Wow.
Annette, would you stand up? See, we want your friends to have proof you were here. See, Annette.
She didn't want anybody
Norway.
To know she was here. Could you say something to us in Norwegian?
Yeah, sure. What do you want me to say?
I wouldn't know the difference. So you say bad words or It's such a delight to be here with Schomburg in Colorado. See, I knew it. Yeah, yeah. Great. Thank you for being here. And we're going to be in Norway in September. Yeah. You hope to be there. You're on the wait list, yeah. But in the meantime, you couldn't resist just being here. Thank you.
It's very touching and sweet. Would you peep, you locals, will you be nice to her, please? Introduce yourself, say hi.
And Sart, you better behave.
Yeah.
Watch that guy right there, Sart. Oh, good, good.
Oh, good.
Good.
Okay.
That'll change, but that's good that we started out that way.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you.
And that's it for out of country, out of state, out of...
You don't know. You asked her to say
anybody
something
else
in Norwegian. Wait, yeah, you asked her to say something in Norwegian. How come you didn't ask Amo to say something in German?
Because German I'm really used to. I mean, it sounds normal. Norwegian is still kind of... Well, normal. Norwegian sounds so exotic, so Scandinavian. And German, do you want to say
something? What Jeff is saying is he knows how to order a beer in German.
Yeah, see? I mean, that's
thank
not
you.
A, yeah, thank you. You're
thank
clapping.
You.
That's his native language. I mean, like, oh my God, he just spoke German. He lives in Berlin. Okay.
No more coffee.
No more water. That's just water.
What is this? Swear, is this wine? What is this?
It's water. I did take my CBD drops before we, and I swear there was times we just got back from Hawaii.
This is too, you really want to share this kind of stuff?
Yeah, there was times I felt like I was like really high. I mean, like in Hawaii. And it was just, is it these drops? But I think it was the workshops. They were so intense. Okay. So we're going to do is we're going to talk about last month's Shoud. It had a little kicker in it.
Do you remember what's your channel?
I'm going to in just a moment because we do that Shoud recap. That's to help all of us because if we did a survey right now, they'd say, oh, yeah, it was really amazing, but I don't remember any of it. So that's why we do the Shoud recap.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, let's run it in. Your realization it's going to happen. You're going to hit bottom. You're going to crash. You're going to go into nothing. What happens next is the uncharted territory that we don't know about. It's not in the book. It's never been written. There's no chapter that has it. But one thing for sure is that if you stay, it's going to be very different. And kind of as a heads up of what's coming next, it's all about living energy. You want to continue with your old relationship with energy. It will not work. And when Schomburg drop out, and a lot of them come back, but when they drop out of Crimson Circle, the energy is too much. It's hitting their lives, every part of their life, and it really goes and finds the soft spots. Abundance issues, health issues, everything else. Energy is too much. You got to change your old relationship with energy, and you're refusing. You're almost refusing to change the relationship. You're going to say, I'm going to keep going the old way, and it doesn't work from here on. Especially, like I said, as we get into the new Keyhawk, we go unscripted, and the old relationship won't work. It's going to really be painful on your body, and it's going to mess up your brain. And on top of that, with everything else, we've called in the dragon. And even though you think that you're going to lollipop your way through all this, you're going to find out that dragon's going to rip you apart or actually make it a beautiful experience. The dragon's here so you get over some of the old junk that's sitting there that maybe you don't even recognize, like your old relationship with energy. So I was having a discussion with Kathumi the other day. And Kuthumi came over. I was just minding my own business, as I always don't do. And Kuthumi came over and said, Adamus, I thought maybe it was a little premature for you to bring the dragon in recently. He said, I work with Shambhara a lot, and I thought it was like a great big leap, because that dragon, once it comes in, is pretty ferocious. And I was wondering if a lot of Shambhara are really ready for it. And I said, you know, it's going to be hell for the first couple months, as it was. But I said, I think they're ready. I think it was time. And Kuthumi finally acquiesced. He finally said, you know, I think you were right to bring that dragon in now, to have the dragon go after the things that a human cannot possibly do. The human can actually not really change their own beliefs and thoughts. The human by itself cannot understand how to work with energy. The human certainly cannot forgive itself. And the human cannot do realization. And that's why the dragon came in. The dragon, by the way, we use the term dragon. Dragon simply means absolute clarity, purity. That's all it means. And I've asked the dragon now to come to show you how much you're in your way. You know, a while back I talked about this story, the Land of Blue. There was once a time where everybody had all the colors. They played in every color, but, you know, they got really fascinated with blue. It kind of came to be an obsession about blue. So at some point, well, people started turning blue. And our houses started turning blue. And the grass and, well, the sky was blue, but the grass and pretty soon their cars were blue. Pretty soon their food was blue and everything was blue. When there was a blue factory where they put out blue blankets and blue pillows, and it was run by a blue boss. And this blue boss, oh, what a mess. What a mess. And he had a lot of blue employees. But he was a mess because he was trying to manage this group of workers and the equipment. The equipment was always breaking down. And the workers were always sick. They had the blues. You knew that was coming. This mysterious stranger showed up at the door one day and said, I'm taking over. And Blue Boss said, who the hell are you? And he said, I'm Dr. Agoni. And I'm taking over here. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to blow up this plant. Well, it happened. Of course, the Blue Boss was aghast. I mean, he was responsible for controlling the plant, and suddenly it's blown up, it's all gone. And as he was walking amongst the ruins, smoking blue ruins, he looked down and he saw something quite amazing. It was a little fleck of gold. At first he thought he was delusional, making this up, but then he saw something that looked a little bit green and something else a little bit red. And it occurred to him that all this time, thinking that he was managing and running the blue plant, he was actually just limiting things, just keeping things confined, limited, and blue. And it took this mysterious stranger to come in and destroy everything. But the Blue Boss sat there and realized, actually, the only thing that was destroyed were the limitations. There was a time when the mind didn't reign supreme. There was a time when the Land of Blue wasn't just blue, it was many things. There was a time when the mind didn't control everything and limit everything. And then along came, well, the headbangers. The ones who took energy, lot of really intense energy and put it into the minds of humans in such a way that it passed on to their children and their children, passed on generations and generations. The dragon's going to come and blow that all up so the energy lives again. So, dear Atlantean headbangers, all of you, look what you did. You have to be the first ones to go through this. Call it the spiritual path or anything like that. And you got to be the first ones to go through it because you're the ones that painted everything blue to begin with. That's your mashing. That's it right there.
Oops. Wow. And what am I wearing today? Blue!
Oops, I kind of forgot.
Yeah, I did too.
I forgot about that part. Well, let's take a deep breath.
That was really...
How did I forget about that?
That was a tough story.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, and the dragon's going to rip you apart. And
jeez, but that end part. Ooh.
I know. Mm,
okay.
Okay, well, no, those are attention getters. You know, you can't...
Yeah, all right, let's take a deep breath and move along. Or maybe just take a break and bring in a Thomas.
It's okay, Jeff. It's okay.
Well, I didn't realize that it was quite that touching.
Well, it's because Adamus said he's not holding back on anything.
I know.
And he's
not. Anyway, let's take a look at recent events. We were at Villa Amyo in Kona for three wonderful weeks, had two great gatherings there. The first gathering, they're both really intense, very intense. The first gathering was Amyo Retreat. We started on, I think it was a Saturday night. Everybody gathered. We do a dinner at the villa. It's really, really beautiful and fun. And we were about 10 minutes in, and we had a huge earthquake with the epicenter about 20 miles from where we were.
Well, it was like at
5.3.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the time. It was right after 5.
5.09.
And it was 5.3 magnitude. And people were coming in, and there was a lot of energy. And all of a sudden, it was like, and I'm like, what? And then it was like, oh my God, it's an earthquake!
It was interesting. I'd been through a couple little earthquakes in the past, but never something like that. And I was in the house, and all of a sudden I heard a train coming through. And I thought to myself, why is a train coming through the house? And suddenly everything is shaking and rattling, and all of a sudden it's like, damn, it's an earthquake. And I actually found it pretty exciting.
In hindsight, it was.
In hindsight, yeah.
And when I saw that nothing was broken, I was okay.
But it kind of set the pace for the rest of the gathering.
Totally. That was so the energy of the group. Literally, I'm not kidding. So it starts out with an earthquake at the opening at their dinner that's supposed to start, you know, getting together at 5. And the theme for their event that Adamus...
The common bond with everybody
there. You said the common bond. You know, there's always a common energy with any group. And he's gotten more vocal about sharing what that energy was. And that group was shock. It's like, so really?
A lot of times the common thing is... Well, the second group, I won't even go there, but there's always a commonality in the group. This one was shock, and it was so funny because everybody's like, man, I don't know what you're talking about, and the first day as he was going around getting people to stand up, no, I'm not in shock, and I can see what Adama sees, kind of, and he's like looking right through, and he'd say, really, anything special happened in your life in the last 6 months? And they're like... Oh, yeah, my mom died. And it's like, that's not a big deal.
Every single person had something rather traumatic that they felt that they realized that they were working with, but it was okay.
Yeah, but ultimately, he went to the common shock goes way back to Atlantis, and he explored that. So it was really interesting. It was a great group. We had a lot of fun with them. But the third day, everyone came down with the flu. by the end of the third day, third session, poor Linda had it. Almost, I think there was maybe a couple people that didn't, but almost everybody had it. So you can imagine the fourth day, how fun that was. Everybody is sitting in their chairs, and Adamus is running around, and Linda's handing the microphone, and they're just like, oh, they just, so that was kind of interesting. But the flu, Adamus said, yeah, it was the symptoms of the flu, but it was really a tremendous clearing. That was very, very intense. But in addition to that, we are doing this big project at the villa to build a pavilion and do a lot of landscaping and that. We're talking to our general contractor and saying, in November, we're going to bring in the kahuna to do the blessing. And he goes, no, you do the blessing at the beginning, before you really start doing the work. So we quickly got on the phone with Kahu Kiloha, and he said, I'll be over there. So he came by 2 days later, and we had a really...
Oh, my God.
It was really fascinating.
So cool.
Yeah,
so cool.
He took the area where we're doing the pavilion and did the blessing in the four corners, and it wasn't Makio.
No, it was so cool.
Yeah, and it was fun. Everybody really, really enjoyed it, and he planted four tea trees in each corner.
You could see he included everyone. I mean, and he really made everyone feel like they were part of it, which is so uncommon, and with everybody. He wasn't like, I'm the big guru above you, I'm the guy with you.
Well, it was actually Adamus who suggested bringing in a kahuna, and which I thought was kind of weird. I thought he would have considered it to be old energy, and he said, "No, absolutely. You're the visitors there. You want to be compatible, honoring all the energies." So it was a very cool ceremony. Yeah. So we're going to do another one when the pavilion's done, kind of like the other right. side of it once we're completed. But right. we quickly scrambled and did the ceremony.
Went really well.
Yeah. Like I said, everybody got the flu, but we had a great time. It was, yeah, yeah. How was your vacation? How many were here for that first event? Anybody? I know David, you were here. Were you there for the first event? At this one, where you got the flu?
No,
at a different one.
The very first one,
yeah. But at this one, so David, you made it through. Yeah. And it was truly beautiful, and one of the great things about the villa, about the Big Island, the sunsets. They're so beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
Then we went into the next one, next workshop, had a great group, I think from 13 or 14 different countries.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
And it wasn't really anything like the other master's guides.
Each one is part of the, Belle.
Yeah, every day Belle would greet everybody, and then she'd just lay down either right in front of us or up on the hill, and really had a good time. Adamus went into some very, very deep stuff here. And I know he doesn't really want me to talk about it quite yet. But
probably
stuff
not.
That's he's going to bring to Chambra. But again, really intense.
Really intense.
Beautiful,
and the group was
intense.
So cooperative.
And then on April 24th, the evening of April 24th, we all gathered inside and watched Time of the Sixth Sun, which was kind of fun as a group that we got to do that. What? You're giving me signals. Anyway, we love doing the workshops.
It obviously worked, not.
We love doing the workshops there, and with a new pavilion. It's just a local.
No, the hand.
Oh, I thought too. I thought he was giving the finger, but it's not. It's more of a Hawaiian thing.
Well, that's this.
I don't know what that. I have no idea. I like the photo. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we've been really loving doing the workshops there. Oh, this is the observatory on top of Mount...
Mauna Kea.
Yeah.
And when they got the pictures of that, of the black hole in...
Recently, yeah.
Yeah, some of the photos were achieved from Mauna Kea. It's a really famous, famous observatory because there's so little civilization around. There's not a lot of light that interferes.
Like 14,000 feet, so you imagine... The rise from sea level where we are to 14,000.
Stunning.
Here in Colorado, you start at about 5,000 and then right. go to the 14, but there it's all the way up. And did you notice that black hole, if you saw the photos of it, it kind of looked like a crimson circle.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of interesting.
Well,
I don't think it has anything to do with us. I'm sure it doesn't.
That's good.
Again, beautiful evenings, beautiful sunsets on the island. And then we got back Tuesday.
Wait. We came home to what?
Snow. Yeah. Snow.
And had to leave Belle behind.
Anyway, so that's a look at the last month. Upcoming events.
I'm going to say one last thing. I like talking about the Hawaii events, partly because we have made a commitment to keep all those events very small. It's always under 40. In fact, generally even, between just above 30 plus staff. And what happens is, in that kind of environment where you're meeting for several days like that, the intimacy is so incredible, and the group energy is so there to support each other. I just am so in love with those events. I mean, they're life-changing.
Yeah, Adamus tends to go really deep in those.
Yeah.
And it kind of knocks us off our feet a little bit, but we get to recover right there, not like a hotel room. Anyway, we'll kind of go through the upcoming events. Of note is the upcoming Sexual Energy School online. That is May 17th through the 19th, a couple of weekends from now. If you haven't taken SES, now is a great time to do it. And we're also going to be doing it in Spanish with Vili doing the live translation, Vili in the back booth. And so that we do it twice a year. This is the first one. We'll do another one probably late November, December timeframe. But Sexual Energy School, one of the core classes.
Absolutely. It's all about energy management.
In June, what are we doing now? Oh, it's the 10-year with Adamus in Santa Fe.
Oh, boy, are you ready for that?
I am not. I am truly not. I couldn't even think about it until we got back from Hawaii, and then this week was so busy. Next week, we're going to have to start really thinking about it. I mean, doing all the preparation and everything.
There's so many details.
Yeah. So we've got the Adamus roast. We've got the Best of Adamus video, face-to-face with Adamus video. And Edith, I got a feeling you're going to be in that one, the face-to-face with Adamus.
Shocking.
Shocking. Shocking. We have a few spaces left, four spaces somewhere in there. So if you're interested in attending, let us know quickly. That's down in Santa Fe, which I'm looking forward to going back
Santa
there.
Santa Fe is very lovely. I really enjoy Santa Fe.
Yeah. Also coming up right after that is the Kihak finale
for
Kihak 8. That's going to be right here at the studio. It's pretty close to sold out, if not completely sold out.
I think it's sold out.
We're real close. So if you're interested in attending,
it's
sold out.
That's right. There's a wait list. And you know how Chambar, something comes up and they got to change at the last minute. So you could get lucky on the wait list if you're more local.
Well, and part of the issue is normally it's not a big deal because we have the Masters Club in this, right. But serving dinner to 60, 70 people, you got to kind of control and limit it. Ready? Okay.
Sure.
And then also coming up in June, actually, the weekend right after that, Gerhardt and Anat are going to be in town. They're going to be with us in Santa Fe, of course. They're staying over for a while. They'll be actually performing at the Kihak finale. And then they're doing a one-day workshop here at the studio on June 29th. And it's called The Song of Energy. It's going to be about communing, taking communing to a different level through music. And we are going to be doing one Adamus channel during that workshop. It's from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock right here at the studio. So if you're interested with Anat, Gerhardt, and Adamus, the Song of Energy workshop, I think it's $95 early bird.
Yeah, the early bird.
Oh, it says it right in the next slide.
There you go.
Yeah,
see,
and you also get an MP3 audio file of the Adamus session. Okay, what's coming up? Oh, then we have a little bit of a break. How nice.
Wow.
Coming up after that, we're in Europe for the Master's Code workshop in beautiful Bergen, Norway. Beautiful area.
Very beautiful.
Love it there. And we're going back to the same resort we were at last time, the Panorama. Really great accommodations. And you're about 45 minutes away from the city. You're right on the coast. It's truly beautiful. I love going to Norway.
Got
great sponsors there with Inga and Mariana.
Norwegians are so polite.
They are very, very polite. So, and that's sold out, sorry. After that is the Threshold reunion in Roost Austria.
Whoa.
We do have 4 spaces open for that, and I have no idea what we're going to do. Adamus kind of throws it in at the last minute, but it's for threshold graduates, so it's always interesting.
There are a few spaces available to that. There's been some turn on it.
Yeah, there's 4 spaces.
Yeah.
After that, in Roost, also the channeling workshop, but that's sold out. So we got to do a channeling workshop at the villa in Hawaii.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Once the pavilion's done.
Yes, definitely.
Because we have to spread out.
Yeah. Then November, we're back in Hawaii. We're doing the blessing ceremony once the pavilion is done. That's kind of an artist rendering of the pavilion. It's under construction right now.
Right.
The yard's torn apart. And we're bringing back Kahu Kiloha for the tail end of the blessing ceremony. Now that we learned we do it up front also. And that one sold out, Energy
Oops.
Works in November.
That sold out with the Angels.
Sold out right away. After that, we do have spaces left, 11 spaces for the threshold being done in Japanese with Japanese translation in November 18th through the 22nd.
Right.
So looking forward to that one. Then in February, I think we are probably back in Hawaii. And
really?
We'll be doing the Energy Works workshop. That was just announced recently.
Well,
the other day.
It just opened up because Angels had.
So it just opened up to the public today, I think.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in attending, think February, particularly in the U.S., Europe, cold weather, freezing.
5 feet of snow.
You could be
30
in
below zero.
Kona, at the new pavilion. Yeah, yeah. So.
Here you have to remember to bring your fan and maybe to wear a chill wrap.
Yeah. Right after that is Amyo Retreat.
Oh, sold out.
In Korean.
Sold out.
Actually, that sold out immediately.
Immediately.
With the Koreans. Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, March. I have a feeling we're going to be in Kona from February through April. Yeah.
I'll find a way to do it.
Wonder how that happened. And this is a brand new listing for the threshold, March 22nd through the 26th at the villa in Kona. Again, think that time of the year, cold, freezing, blizzards, but Kona earthquakes.
Oh, that was smart.
No, it was actually kind of fun and exciting. I mean, there was no damage to the house or anything.
Well, you know, somebody made the national, the island's very big and that's deep and then the volcano's way on the other side. But did you see the news last night? Somebody, decided they wanted to get a better picture of the volcano, so they stepped over the fence and fell into the volcano.
Yeah, Pele got him. Yeah. No, they recovered the person, but I think those fences are put there for a reason.
You think?
And the sign that says, dude, yeah, into the volcano. But no, they did rescue the person.
I heard he was going to have to pay the rescue fee.
He probably. Also, new listing for April in Kona, the Master's Code, and we don't know what to say about it yet because we haven't done it. That still has a number of spaces still open for it. Is at the villa in Kona.
Bonnie, have the Angels had a chance at that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
Okay, let's go on to Chambra News. Let's see what's happening in the world of Chambra. Okay. First of all, Chambra Magazine, this is kind of a special dragon issue, and we didn't plan it this way, but it turns out that 3 of the articles all relate to the dragon.
Do you think it has anything to do with the last channel about the dragon?
Could be.
Yeah,
could
maybe.
My article is semi-humorous, kind of quasi-humorous, called Post-Spiritual Stress Disorder, PSSD, or PIST. And then a wonderful interview we did with Joachim Wolfram, who's written the Altar series of books, really excellent books having to deal with the dragon. The way he explains it is so clear and so beautiful. And then another article by Kim Sapala about the dragon tale. So if you haven't read the Chambra Magazine, check it out. We're also offering a free PDF download of Adamus's story of the Land of Blue. He just referred to it in the recap. It's a beautiful story. It's actually in the book, Memoirs of a Master. If you're interested in it, go to the free area in the Crimson Circle website, and you can download the PDF. We thought it'd be
just the one story.
Over the one story. Yeah. We thought it'd be appropriate since he was kind of talking about it.
Well, yeah.
Makes sense. And also, as a reminder, we just came out about a month ago with the I Am Joy Master's Pod series, so that's still available, and I think
that's
still
really a nice message.
Yeah, yeah, I really, really like nice. The Master's Pod.
Yeah, it's and really, really a. I like the perspective of it.
It's $25. Download and download is audio, video, and text. So that's until July 2nd.
Okay.
It's really nice taking that Master's pause once in a while. I love that. I wish I'd like hear it all the time. Keehawk coming up, and I think we have a little trailer we're going to play for Keehawk. Keehawk 9 coming up pretty soon. It's open for registration now. I come here now into the house of Keehawk, and it feels so much like the modern-day mystery schools. We're exploring now into some of the great physics of reality. True metaphysics, truths about energy and consciousness and creation, and then living it. You chose to come back in this lifetime to be in the world, to live it, to embody it, to be the human to the fullest extent of being a human, and learning to love it and appreciate it, learning to relish it, to cherish it, to savor it, to sense it. And then in the embodied realization, coming to the place where you are fully human and master and I am. As the human in awareness of the master and the I am, to go freely into your experiences in life on this planet without fear, without lack, without repercussion. For the human to be free without guilt or shame, free in its experiences, truly being all of the beauty that a human possibly can be. That's what we're doing in this modern day mystery school.
Keehawk is absolutely my favorite. I just love the fact that twice a month, Adamus, we sit down and Adamus shares with us, and it's almost like he reads your energy, and everybody has, again, reports. I have such a personal experience with it. You create your safe space and you walk her through it with
I can always feel when we're doing the Keehawk sessions, and I can feel when Adamus comes in about 10 minutes before we start, and it's such a distinctive energy, and really, actually, I have to say, it's Adamus and equally Saint-Germain. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more of that flavor in there.
And how many languages?
And you don't have to worry about getting the microphone in Keehawk.
Yeah, no microphone in Keehawk. And how many languages?
Well, we've got English, German, Japanese, Spanish and French. Oh, I didn't know we had French. Russian. Thank you. I knew.
You don't know your flags?
Flags, but those are buttons. I don't know the buttons. And Russian. So it's being translated for the first time in all these different languages. So that's quite a task. Every time we do a session, then it goes out to the amazing translators who are putting it all together
really quickly.
Yeah. So we have a lot of the people signing up now for the different languages.
Right.
So if you're interested, the registration closes June 15th, 1 year with Adamus beginning July 7th. Amazing.
Looking forward to it.
I am too. I really enjoy Keehawk, and I really enjoy
the angelic choir. I like that he really does redefine physics. I mean, I really like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And last on the list for today, we've got more music. Time of the Sixth Sun. How many here have watched the movie? Oh, a lot. Wow. How many of you online? Oh, a lot. Okay.
I want to say something about the t- time of the sixth month, and you've kind of said it too, but I want to repeat this. You know, don't you have that thing happen in your life where people are kind of, you don't know them that well necessarily, or they're some kind of distant family, and they are trying to understand you and figure you out, and there's no place to go. Like, for instance, I have Mormon relatives. I mean, it's just like, you know, I have to be touchy about that. Anyways, what I happen to like
I'm not saying a thing.
Yep. What I liked about Time of the Sixth Son is, you know, to try to tell them about Crimson Circle if they don't really know anything about, you know, a spiritual awakening is pretty tough. But I like that this movie is a perfect thing to say if you want to understand the origin of a lot of, you know, where we're at, it's not so religious, but it's spiritual. This is really a good stepping stone for someone new to non-religious to more spiritual aspect
I'm
of life.
Would you agree with that? Forward the slide and then go back, because what we wrote here is the Crimson Circle were actively supporting Time of the Sixth Son because there are so many humans right now coming into awakening. It's happening all across the planet, more than ever so before. And what better way for them to be greeted into the awakening than with the voice of Tobias and the energy of Chambra? And that's really what's going on. The movie is beautiful. And as a lot of Chambra commented, it's like, oh, you know, kind of been there, done that. But yes, there's a whole group of people coming in now that haven't been there, haven't done it. To have that, what Adama said was the living energy of Tobias in the video, kind of as a comfort and as a guide.
The narrator.
Really quite beautiful. This is what they call the Last Chance Weekend. You want to view all the material, the original movie, plus any of the 8 bonus interviews. It's totally free through this weekend. Then they're closing it all down and then waiting until September for the official launch of the movie. This has all been kind of a pre-launch. I did hear from Nikki the other day. She said they had about 140,000 people view the movie. So that's not trivial. And we've noticed we're starting to get in emails and inquiries and people even coming to Facebook and that never heard of Crimson Circle before, and now they're aware of it, which is pretty phenomenal. Question? Linda, get you the microphone so our amazing audience watching it online can hear. See, I'm watching out for you.
Thank you.
So Linda's getting the microphone. Linda has the microphone.
Well,
Linda is running.
To me, should I get up?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Just don't put a chair up here on the stage.
No, I know it's not my show.
No, somebody else did that.
I hooked up with them on email from England.
Uh-huh.
And so far, I got all these 11 sequels.
Oh, it's, you know, there was
sequels.
Yeah, there was the regular movie, and then they did a lot of bonus episodes.
They all have their own title.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Grandmother Speaks and blah, blah, blah.
So it's like you get the main package, the movie,
but
they're also offering all these, I don't know what you call it, I call it just the bonus or the extra material that goes with it. You can watch that also. The 8th one actually is with Tobias and Adamas. And the interview was done, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
Somebody said today it was the older me, and it's like, no, that was the younger me. This is old. So it's all part of the package, and it's, granted, a little confusing, but it's all free. So you can't complain.
Well, I know, but I don't have the patience for it because it's past me.
Yes. Yeah. But feel back into it that we're infusing our energy. You know, we've gone through a lot of stuff, all of us, over these years. And to have our energy kind of as part of that film, imagine what it's doing for those who are just coming into awakening.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I say hello to that.
Absolutely.
But with me personally, like the Sedona stuff, it never had anything to do with me. I mean, I knew Dronvalo from like 20 years ago when he wrote these books, Flower of Life, and that was kind of that was very interesting because that was like a lesson,
right?
How things actually are related in Schöpfung, I mean, in creation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. But where we are right now doesn't really apply.
That for me was kind of watching from Mel Gibson Apocalyptico a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the important thing is, first of all, they're mashing, Nikki and Teo, they're mashing to do the film is incredible. I mean, it's taken 12 years, probably about close to $1 million that they pretty much funded on their own. And I love them for it, their passion. And again, a lot of Chambers said, well, you know, that's kind of old, the indigenous and all the rest of that.
I already know all that, they say. Some of them say, and it's true.
It's like, no, that's not the point. The point is...
We're saying you know people that are just now waking up, that are really just now questioning, wondering, there's something more, that this is a kind of a huge, beautiful plethora of the movie and all the supplementary. One reference, and somebody that's just... opening up is going to find a lot of material to view.
And there is a lot of material, a lot of content. I think the producers are really learning a lot now about that. That's why actually this was called a soft launch, and then in September will be the official. They're kind of learning, here's how we can organize it, here's how we can do it a little better. But regardless of anything, I think the important thing is, and the reason Crimson Circle is supporting it, we're putting our energy in there. We have an amazing story that we, you know, as Chambra, that goes back to Atlantis, that goes back to the time of Yeshua, and in this lifetime, we have an amazing story of what we've been through, and that energy, that essence is going to the film, and there'll be other films to come. And it's one of the things that Adamus told me a while back is like, get ready because people are doing films, The Rude Awakening, which is going to be more contemporary in terms what the Chambra audience is interested in. But suddenly, there's going to be a lot more focus.
Well, this is much more on the tradition of spirituality and awakening, whereas, you know...
Right.
And Rude Awakening is similar, except that... It's got a lot of humor infused in it, and it's definitely, you know...
It's more about Chambra today.
Yeah, and appealing to younger people, too.
Right. Well, you know, and I think I've said that, I don't know, about a year ago, Damas came in and said, get your house together, Crimson Circle, the organization, all your systems and everything. And he said, you're going to have a couple years of staying kind of... what we're doing now with the audience we have now, but he said then it blows wide open. So I feel this is all part of it, and I have mixed feelings about it. It's like I love what we do now. I love that we do the workshops with small groups. I really, once a year with a big group is enough, but in the small groups, as any of you who have been in the workshops know, it can be so personal and intense.
Very personal.
And I love what we do here, the fact that, you know, we can just sit and chat like this, and the thought of suddenly having it blow wide open isn't all that appealing to me, but
the shout is open to anybody and everybody already, so they can find it. Yeah. And I like the idea that there are people that they're going to watch different things, and they'll be attracted to different things, and part of what they might be attracted to is to look up what Crimson Circle is, or...
But we also realized that that so much of the work that we did in the past with Tobias really laid such a beautiful foundation for awakening. I mean, it's all there. It's so beautiful. And that's a lot of people who are coming into awakening are going to find their way to that. And we're going through this incredible cataloging project within the company to make sure everything is all... organized, ready to go, and
searchable.
I don't want to say too much about it right now, but somebody recently discovered a treasure of old recordings with Tobias before we were doing video, and they discovered 3 years worth of stuff that, and it's like, how does that happen that it suddenly just comes to the surface? So we're getting all that ready for the next group.
And just so you know, too, Nikki and her team reached out to people. And I remember when that started, it was, like I said, 10 years ago. And what was very interesting was at that time, Jeff had no idea what they would do with the part, the session that they recorded with him. He had no idea. Had no idea that they would use his, that he would be the narrator. I mean, he had no idea. So it kind of sweet that that it worked out like this, because we didn't do it. They it's Nikki and her team that really, you know, included Crimson Circle like that.
And I truly admire them, and I hope you're watching today, Nikki and Teo, because you put your hearts into the project, and you're providing a beautiful bridge for those who are coming into awakening. You know, we're a while past that in our own lives. We're now dealing with a dragon. But we know the challenges of going through that awakening, the beauty and the challenges, and to have material like what they put together with Time of the Sixth Sun for those people. And forget about any of the details. Just feel into the energy that's there to greet the ones who are awakening through all the presenters that were in there, through Tobias's narrative and everything else. That's the important thing, that energy that greets them, that I don't think most of us really had.
And we're not Crimson Circle isn't making money off of that. No. In fact, the opposite. You know, if anything, we've tried to help a little bit, but this isn't something that Crimson Circle makes money off of. No. It's really this. No, Nikki's got an incredible.
It's so important, and it ties into what Adamus is talking to us about right now. The part that I forgot from the last shout. Hey, we're the headbangers, and we're the ones that got to. I can't even say it. Damn it. We're the ones that got to go through it first. So that's, I have total respect for the film. And even if Schomburg says, oh, that's kind of been there, done that, that's not the point. It's not the point. Oh, it is the point.
That's not who it was done for.
It is the point. You've been there and done that. Now we're leaving the breadcrumbs, the sacred breadcrumbs.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm did Adamus give you that?
No, hell no.
You look like you're going to cry. What's wrong with you?
Because I just get really choked up at what we're doing. I mean, what we as a group are doing. I get really choked up about it. So anyway, yeah, breathe. Okay, if you would hold up your mobile phones.
Nikki sent a picture. They're watching us.
Oh, Nikki just sent a picture. So they're watching us.
Very sweet.
Hi. Hey, good to see you guys. Well, we're not. You're seeing us.
Wait.
We're not seeing you. But so
good
glad
luck,
you're there,
Nikki. Congratulations on your beautiful production. Ow! Ow! Woo!
The dedication that they've had to get this thing out
and
is
the time
remarkable.
That was invested is just
it
incredible.
Inspires me to see what they've done with this and the mashing that they've had. So anyway, time to thank everyone, including each and every one of you, Crimson Circle Angels, the international web hosts, the translators, the workshop hosts, the volunteers. It takes a huge, huge community to make this work, and we appreciate all of you. So,
and thank you for all of you participating in all of it. Thank you.
And thank you for the photo, Nikki and Teo. Okay, it's time for the good stuff. Restrooms.
And that was not Adamus.
And coffee and all sorts of good stuff. So we'll see you back here in 30 minutes. So I appreciate you being here. Everybody online, we're going to turn on the camera in the Masters Club so you can see all of us eat. See you in 30 minutes.